Eduardo Machado became a Cuban refugee more than 45 years ago. He's a successful playwright who spent his career chronicling the life of Cubans and Cuban Americans. Now he's written a memoir, Tastes Like Cuba, An Exile's Hunger for Home. It's a story of exile and art, told largely through meals and recipes. Eduardo Machado was here in the Washington area a couple of weeks ago and shared a few of his food memories over a meal at a local restaurant called Cubanos.
I grew up in a town called Cohima, where The Old Man and the Sea was written in one of the bars there. And the first thing I ever remember about my life is coffee, because I started drinking coffee when I was three. My grandmother, my dad's mother, owned a farm, so every morning people would bring her fresh raw milk, and she would make espresso coffee, and I would smell it as I was waking up. I would run out of bed, and she would give me a big shot of espresso with raw milk in it, with a little bit of salt and like 3 tablespoons of sugar. So it was like some kind of Arabian nectar to me. And at Sunday lunches at my mother's parents' house, there'd be like 35 to 40 people. Crab with cornmeal, some kind of yuca, and then some kind of red beans, chorizos to start with, and olives. Even now in Miami, if you visit my family, my mother or one of her cousins, and they say, come over for dinner, you get there around 5:30, and there's about 27 or 30 people that by 10 o'clock have eaten there. I mean, it's surreal. In 1959, Fidel came to power, and my family was all for him. But what happened is 6 months into it, things got pretty harsh. At the time, there was also in the Voice of America a Cuban archbishop who was telling the Cubans in Cuba that the kids of the rich were going to be sent to Russia to be retrained and become Marxists. And this really panicked my parents. So my parents and 16,000 other parents send their kids to the United States by themselves. Luckily for my brother, who was 5 and I was 8, and I, one of my uncles is already here, luckily or unluckily. So my life took a big turn, and the food was not good. We ate army ration food, which was basically garbanzo beans with no spices, white rice, and army ration Spam. And until my mother came, my aunt was not a good cook. So nothing was embellished. I mean, we ate cold Spam with Velveeta cheese and white bread with nothing in it, which was horrific. When we got to L.A., my dad loved it. My dad just thought he had found heaven. My mom was not that happy. It wasn't until I went back to Havana that I realized what it must have been like for her to come from this incredibly sophisticated town, both architecturally, artistically, intellectually, to Canoga Park in 1963. So my mom decided that she for sure wasn't going to let us forget that we were Cuban or think this was any good. And she did it with food. She would always say it would be better if we had this ingredient. And lobsters from the Gulf are much better than big lobsters, or there's no way to get the right kind of meat to make boliche. The first time we went to the supermarket, my mother had this long list. She was going to get malangas, plantains, yuca, steak for breaded steak, pineapples, mangoes, papayas. When we got to the supermarket, which was the Food King supermarket, all there was apples, pears, lettuce, zucchini, which we had never seen. Zucchini became like the joke in my family. So on the way home, it was everything we didn't find. M- Maxwell House Coffee, we made it at an electric percolator. And no matter how much coffee my mother would try to get in there, the stuff tasted like piss to us because it was so bland and watery. We tried putting less milk, we tried putting more milk, but nothing tasted like espresso, like what we had. And we drank it in disbelief every morning. And then we went to the Grand Central Market in LA and found espresso. And then everything became a little bit more normal.
Eduardo Machado's memoir is called Tastes Like Cuba, An Exile's Hunger for Home. He's also a playwright and a visiting professor at NYU.